Okay. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Yossi Michal, and together with me there is Mrs. Tova Ben-Ari, the head of the Unit for Implementation of Pupils' Rights in the Ministry of Education. We are educators and inspectors responsible for implementing the CRC and its educational implications in education policy and in all education institutions nationwide. We also act to make the CRC accessible to all pupils in all languages, including Hebrew, Arabic, Russian, Ethiopian, and even in Braille language when needed. I will refer to some of the questions that were raised yesterday, and I will start with the question in regards to the Bedouin communities. I will refer first to early childhood education. Early childhood education in the Ministry of Education is very important. The Ministry has done an extensive work with parents to increase awareness of the importance of sending children to kindergartens. We are aware of the need to ensure access to educational institutions of Bedouin pupils, and many efforts are made in this regard. For example, 24 kindergartens complexes have been established to serve Bedouin communities. Transportation is provided to take children to kindergartens and schools also. And one program even enables groups of mothers to come to kindergartens with transportation provided and receive parental guidance from educational assistants and consultants also. With regards to children from unauthorized Bedouin communities, which often lack basic infrastructures, the situation, of course, is more complex, but the Ministry of Education recognizes its responsibility for every child and is committed to ensuring everyone will receive the education they are entitled to. That means that it may often be challenging to ensure that kindergarten-age children will join the transports to kindergartens, but from elementary schools and onwards, as far as the ministry can assert, there is no significant number of children that are out of school, meaning transportation is provided for everyone. About the Bedouin children from unauthorized communities, they receive transportation to schools within the designated service centers in two regional councils. One is called Neve Midbar, the other is El Kasum. They also get transportation to authorized community schools or to temporary structures especially built for that purpose by the Ministry of Education. So they have many options to receive education in different places. The ministry is committed also to provide all the needs of pupils in all Bedouin communities, which include school administration, transportation, teaching assistance, cleaning, and in some cases even a provision of water and electricity to enable the school functioning. In order to fulfill its responsibility towards the Bedouin children, the Ministry of Education is the focal point for implementing Government Resolution 1279 on the development of the Bedouin and Arab communities in Israel in relation to the field of education. In that context, several ministerial and interministerial committees were established to examine questions related to the promotion and improvement of education, including the possibility of establishing additional service centers in Bedouin communities and how to further integrate the Bedouin minority into Israeli society, of course, in relation to pupils. I will relate also to the question that were raised about the Ethiopian descent pupils and the program which is called the Derech Chadasha, or the New Way. In regard to our pupils of Ethiopian descent, I will start by saying that Israelis in general of Ethiopian descent constitute 1.7% of the population of Israel, and they are dispersed in towns and communities throughout the countries, and pupils of Ethiopian descent are enrolled in all different educational frameworks. There is no separation or segregation. The government program for integration of people of Ethiopian descent, Aderech Chadasha, or the New Way, as it's called, is designed to promote their optimal integration into Israeli society. Several government ministries are partners in the program. The Ministry of Education promotes a number of issues within the program. And I will give some examples. Reducing educational gaps and increasing eligibility for high-quality matriculation, programs for parents and pupils in early childhood, increasing the number of gifted and outstanding students, which has tripled over the last decade, training teachers and administrators of Ethiopian descent to enter the work descent to enter the work market and the education